It's the end of an era for a radio icon.
I'm officially announcing that I am retiring.
95.3 DAE's Ron Diaz has turned off the mic after a four-decade career that spanned from rock and roll to the Super Bowl.
It's just been wild. It's been so different. It's hard to put into words the ride that it's been.
Diaz came up in the business as a rock radio host. His success took him to syndication. He turned to sports talk in 2003 at DAE. Since then, it's been a pure love affair with Tampa sports fans.
Well, it's great when somebody will call and they bring up a conversation we had 12 years ago or just 12 days ago. There's a lot of loyalty, and for that I'm forever eternally grateful.
Diaz has gotten every big guest. He's interviewed Hall of Fame coaches like Tony Dungy and John Gruden, hung out with a former president of the United States.
We got a chance to introduce George Bush, the first George Bush, at Fenway Park.
And even battled rock gods on the softball field.
We played against Motley Crue, and the game's about to start, and Tommy Lee is nowhere to be found. Here comes a helicopter. Tommy Lee and Heather Locklear land the helicopter at second base, and then the game starts.
But through all the craziness that is the radio biz, Diaz has stayed true to his craft.
It's been a great ride, and hey, it'll be
while so many are going to miss listening to Ron Diaz on their way home in the car every day, Ron's just glad he can now jump in the car and go wherever he wants, whenever he wants.
A lot of times, my wife Jen and I will be out in the Rocky Mountains, and we'll think, oh God, we got to leave in a couple of days. And I'm thinking, I want to stay for a month. I want to stay for 2 months. It's just freedom.
But Diaz won't just focus on much-deserved R&R. He's looking to do something else, help those who battle an addiction. Diaz is a recovering alcoholic and sober for some 11 years. He's determined to be there for others.
If I can touch one person today that thinks they have a problem with alcohol or with drugs, I'm a great example of someone who was able to get sober.
Diaz's audience and message will change, but he still has one more soundbite for sports fans.
Sports are entertainment. It's an escape from real life. Enjoy.
And above all, keep rooting hard and keep on rocking.
Rock on and paddle away into the sunset. That's what I'll be doing.
In Tampa, Chris Torello, Spectrum Sports 360.